At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. But before we get into it, we want to remind you that if you're listening on all your podcast available channels, we encourage you, we beg of you at this point, head on over to the YouTube to check out the visuals that you're missing out on week in and week out. And when you do go there, make sure you click like and hit that subscribe button. We're on the road to 100K and we're going to get there and get there fast. Thanks to folks like you. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We are back at it again, as Mikey seems to have a little bit of the giggles here.
I had the giggles today, Robert. Giggle man today.
Well, we had a little situation prior to the podcast. We said that we were going to be recording at 10 o'clock. We do want to talk about recording times. It's a big topic of discussion here.
And Joe got so mad at me. He got very, very, very mad.
It was very snarky. It wasn't necessary.
It was snarky?
Yeah, it was. It was a little condescending, if
Bro,
I'm being honest.
Get the fuck out of here, Joe. Come on. You can't be serious. You can't be serious, right? Because if I read the text messages verbatim, I would think everyone would agree that, listen, this is what we all agreed that we were going to record at 10. Now, people could forget things, but Joe sends a text message at 9:30.
9:38.
Guys, I'm going to need approximately 10 minutes. That was it. That was the text. So like when you send that at 9:38, Joe, I had legitimately thought maybe number one, he's not aware of exactly what time it is. Maybe he thinks it's closer to 10 than it actually is. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I thought we were recording at 10. I said, we are recording at 10. That's all I said. We're recording at 10. And you said, I meant 10 minutes after that. I'm not fucking stupid. I feel like that was a bit much what you said back. That's all. I'm just saying it was a bit much.
Well, I mean, Bob, I would like to hear your thoughts on it because I thought.
That I'd love to hear Bob's thoughts also.
He's just going to stoke the fire. Yeah.
Don't do it.
So I will say when Cutsy said we said we were going to record at 10. So Cutsy coming in at 9:40. To say I need approximately 10 minutes, I was a little confused as to what time.
That's all I was saying.
I was a little confused.
That's all.
Now Mikey's response, did I, like, when you responded, though, Mikey, I knew it was going to set him off. I knew
it. But why? Why? There was no, Joe,
again,
why?
It comes down to the way that the text came in. I knew it was going to set him off.
I tell you what, I may be the most misinterpreted person via text message. Well, the violin would be a lot smaller, Joe, for those of you not watching on YouTube. By the way, subscribe to the YouTube if you could.
Sure.
Well, yeah. I'll remind you of that.
But I will say, when Joe sent that, I screenshotted it immediately because it was a bizarre. Like, we were recording at 10, so it was 9:40.
I had Luca on me, so I was trying just to text as minimal as possible. And right. So I'm, you know, I normally would have been like, hey guys, I'm running behind because I got the baby, like, but I couldn't move. He was sleeping in a way that I could only text like very minimal.
And you're not a voice to text or a voice note guy. Bob's a massive voice note text
I am.
Guy. He loves the voice
you
note.
You know why
text.
I don't like the voice to text
Tell
and
me
the
why.
Voice note
Tell
is because
why.
They disappear. If you could keep those things
Very
in
true.
There, I would do that all the time because I actually like it. And then if you try to save it, it saves, but I don't know where you find it.
Nobody knows where it saves.
It's in the realm of impossibility.
That's a great
where it exists.
Yeah. Don't know where it is. Nobody knows.
I agree.
Nobody
I have saved some great voice notes, and then I go to look for them, and they are just
you could
they're
find,
in the cloud, or I don't know
you
where
You could
they
find
are.
The lost city of Atlantis easier than you could find a saved voice note. You really
great,
could. You really could. Where does it go? Nobody knows.
It's a great point.
Why is it so hard?
I have no idea. But
now somebody in the comments is going to make us feel like, oh yeah, you guys, it's right here. You fucking idiots. We know.
Yeah,
I would like if you press save it, that it just permanently stays in that group chat, so that you would always see it. You know, and then when you go back, kind of like when you send a photo or a video, if you go to the information thing, it'll show all of the videos that you've ever had. I think that that would be a nice piece, Michael.
I do like the voice note because I like it takes me, not to sound like a prick, but honestly, like if we get done with the round of golf, okay? Like yesterday, we filmed an episode, which I do want to talk about. I got back home. I had 140 messages. I can't respond to those fast enough with my fingers to go all the way back.
Time's too precious, Michael.
It is. Listen, time is all we have at the end of the day. Time is more valuable than anything. So,
but it is true. So what I'll do is I'll go on my laptop, and in order to have a chance, I'll text on my laptop all the messages back. Then you have the message coming back. Voice notes get it done so quick. I love voice notes. I think they're great. So that's why I like doing the voice notes. I'd say the Verizon guy, last time I went in for the new phone, he looked at my storage because I was out of storage.
Oh my God.
Said to me, sir, he said, I have never seen, respectfully, somebody with this amount of storage come in and be full of storage. He goes, I've never seen it. He's like,
Bob's got a terabyte.
I was going to say, Joe, could you imagine what Bob, you know how like the iPhone breaks down like the screenshot album, it creates like the screenshot album. Oh. Bob's screenshot album has to be like, it's got to be like the New York Public Library. Like there's got to be so much documentation in there. Like I would imagine that album alone is eating up half the storage on a normal person's iPhone.
Mikey, is it the Truman Show where they have like a billion photos that make up one of his face? And then it's like a billion different little things. And then it comes together and it's his face. Is that what the show is?
I want to say yes. Truman Show is with Jim Carrey when he was living in the bubble and he didn't know he was in the bubble.
I think I know
what you're talking about.
I don't know if it's like the poster for the movie or whatever.
I think it was the poster, yes. But there's like a promo, a trailer or whatever.
There's like a billion photos that make up his face. That's what Bob's phone would look like. Just millions and millions of photos and stories. And it's horrifying because when we go on a plane, when we go to travel, he goes through the Rolodex and he starts firing stuff out that you have no idea that he's taken. And he sits on it like a psychopath.
Yeah, he loves to archive, man. He's a big archive guy.
I've saved all my phones from when I was a kid. So I have all my phones from when I was a kid till now. So I've saved that storage. I saved the phones because I do want there one day. When I said to Jet, when I die, the only thing that I ask is I want a Bob Does Sports Brilliantly Dumb Show documentary. And I want everything out there. I want it all. There's so much that people haven't seen that I want to save so much storage for a documentary one day. You know what I mean? And then like each person comes and sits down in the documentary with like the light on. Like Mikey comes and sits down from the cave to talk about like the shit that he's seen.
Bob, let me tell you something. If you go before I do, that's a problem. That's a problem. I can't see that happening. So I think
No, Bob's gonna become like he's gonna have some procedure. He'll live to like 150.
No, that's
He'll
gonna be
preserved.
Deep. He's gonna live the longest.
I'll break down soon enough. I'm already starting. My back is in shambles this morning.
That's a problem.
I got like the, I don't know if it's a pinched nerve or it's like on like in the back, like almost near my hip, Michael.
That's where mine is. That's where mine is.
Oh my God. It's on the left side, like in the back, right? Like in here.
Look at that. Look at that rump.
That's going to hit.
Let me see.
Look at that rump.
Look at that fucking thing.
Right in here.
That is a wagon. Look at that.
Right in here, Michael.
Yeah. So that's, I have an S1 fracture there. That's where my S1 fracture is, which is like at the hip joint. It's the worst thing ever. S1 fracture.
What do you mean fracture? What do you mean fracture?
I have an S1 joint hip, like a joint fracture at my S1.
I'm telling you, I'm waking up in the middle of the night in agony. I got to go see my chiropractor again. I haven't been in a while.
Some people call it,
he sent me flowers for Luca's birth. It was very thoughtful.
Wait. Dustin Johnson's chiropractor, who you go
to. Justin Thomas.
Justin Thomas's chiropractor sent you flowers for the birth of your child.
I thought it was a very generous, thoughtful thing to do.
I mean, yeah, I think
this
guy's
cut from a different cloth.
He's got to be getting taken care of, that chiro, right, man. Mikey. He's got to be charging a pretty penny per service there. For
it's
jokes,
not. It's like cracks. $60. $60 a session.
The D-man shows up to dinner last night, okay? It was me, my mom and dad, Joe and Nicole. And I was very appreciative that they came. It was very nice of them to show up because they had to be back at 7:30 for the nanny. It was very nice of them to come. Ticket bailed with 15 minutes left till the dinner started.
Oh, this guy.
It's terrible.
He didn't even
realize.
You know, I'm trying to arrange, not to sidetrack the story, but I'm trying to arrange a Sunday football here because Tick's in Philly. He's not far. I want him to come over with Wifey and have a Sunday here. And I'm definitely afraid he's going to cancel on me.
It's terrible.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Today's episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our good friends over at SeatGeek. I am so excited to go see some college football this year, and there's no better place to get your tickets than on SeatGeek. With over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. When you put your information in the app, it does all the hard work for you. It finds whatever's closest to you. You don't even have to do any of the legwork. Everything's there for you, separated by sports, concerts, Broadway shows. It's all there right at your fingertips. Each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10, so you know you're getting a good deal. So look for the green dots. Green means good, red means bad. You can use code DUMB10, that's D-U-M-B-10, for 10% off your next set of tickets at SeatGeek. That's 10% off any tickets to any event with promo code DUMB10, that's DUMB10. Thank you, SeatGeek.
So Cutsy shows up. He has to leave at 7:30. The dinner's at 6, okay?
That's a tight window at a nice
place.
At a nice place, that's a tight window.
So we're around the table. He has 10 different games that he has bet.
This was
on.
Last night?
This is last
okay,
night.
Okay, so for the we're recording Sunday morning. We'll get into that. So it's college football Saturday.
Yes, and the couple times you can't catch Cutsy is if you watch a quad box with him, it's fascinating, or if he's at dinner and has games going. So he's got the games going. Nobody even heard him put in this gigantic order, like dish after dish is coming. And granted, he had to leave, so I don't blame him for ordering, but he'd be like this. He'd be like, oh, Bob, the Yankees are winning. Try that miso cod, Bob. Oh, God, the Yankees are winning. Try the steak, Bob. Like, if you were to watch him, and then my dad's looking
at him. But the games weren't on. They weren't playing. I wasn't watching TV. Bob, by the way, asked me like four separate times to check the Yankees score.
I did.
So let's
call it for what it is.
I'd be
sitting there eating my king crab noodles and these go,
the noodles.
It was a stellar dish. Even Mike Berger had to say it was a great dish.
He, you know, we ordered another one once you left.
King crab garlic noodles, Michael.
Bro, this is exactly what Bob's talking about, though. This is exactly what he's talking about.
There were
He just goes from one point to the next. Like, it is a hurricane to keep up with. It is a hurricane. But I do thoroughly love it. I enjoy it. Thoroughly.
Oh, it makes Joe unreal. Joe. But then I look at my dad because Joe, dish after dish come. Nobody heard him put in the order. Dish after dish come. We haven't ordered our entrees yet. So there's just one after the other. Mike, try the noodles. And
you
then
liked it all.
My dad looks at him and cuts. He takes his espresso martini. He chugs it down. And then there's the foam. So he goes in his cup.
Oh, Joe, with your finger?
Yeah, I didn't have a straw.
You're too classy for that, though, man.
It wasn't like a Michelin.
You're a restaurateur, Joe.
And then my
dad
was,
looking
at him
foam.
In awe. Like, just like how I look at him. Just look at my dad looking at him. He goes, Joe is, he's taking the foam.
I will say Mike likes me a lot. Mike and I have a very special bond. Really,
that's true.
Mr. B's one in a million, man.
He gets him. They have a very good bond. And my dad really gets him and gets a kick out of him. But my dad's looking at me just going... And Joe's just hit the foam. Oh, Bob Yankees! Like, he just has 20 different things going on. But I want to talk about the timing of the pod because we took
Yeah,
an
beating, beating.
absolute fucking beating. So to the fans of when we're recording, I get the thing of talk. They were upset that we were talking about the
The
NFL,
games,
the
yeah.
games where it hadn't happened. So I think what we've decided on, if we can do a Monday morning pod, we're going to do a Monday morning pod. Like this week, I couldn't do the Monday morning.
Right.
So we couldn't do, but if we could do the Monday morning pod, we hear them loud and clear. We will try and do the Monday morning pod. If not, we gotta
I would
record.
say you're gonna get moving forward, you'll get 80% of all pods that
I
will be
agree.
recorded on a Monday morning.
Petey, how do you feel about
I'm not saying anything anymore, dude. All right,
All right,
good,
good, good.
I'm
Oh,
getting
he's gonna say
absolutely
something.
eviscerated, eviscerated, because I told Mikey to give himself a pat on the back for showing up every week. That we should deserve a little bit of, a little bit of credit for doing the pod every week. These guys now, man, are just ripping me to shreds. It's like a fucking, it's like you threw my body to the sharks, and each one of these guys is coming for a nibble. I gotta be one of the most misunderstood people on the internet.
100%,
People
100%.
think that I have this humongous ego, and I'm like, I am the reason the pod is like, fuck off, man. I'm not like that. And if you don't know me, then fucking just spare me. I'm not saying anything else, man. I'm not. I had to go through probably 10 comments just ripping me to shreds as if I'm this big bad fucking ogre. And all I want to do is provide a good podcast for people to listen to with my friends, and like people are coming at me like I'm fucking, I don't know,
Like you're
like
Bin
I'm
Laden or something.
well, not that much, but they're coming at me
Whoa,
like
I would say it's probably a little,
Mikey. I
it's
mean,
close.
Mike,
I mean, no, I'm saying the way he's being compared.
you just compared the guy to the America's most wanted
No, I'm
terrorists of
saying
all
sometimes
time.
they come at him like he's on America's Most Wanted list.
I don't understand
It's
where
unfair. He's
what
misunderstood, Bob.
there was a time where like the hate on Bob the Sports or Brilliant Dumb, there'd be sporadic little bits and pieces. It has magnified now to a level where I know I'll go through the comments and probably a good 35% are just going to rip me to shreds. And you know what? That's fine. I've taken that upon me. I'll be the villain. But you remove me from the show, I think you know what? You're going to have a lot less comments,
Oh,
a lot
numbers are going
less.
to tank if we get rid of you.
Yeah, it's a
We
different
can't do
show.
that. This is
No,
not the
man.
Brilliantly Dumb Show without there's brilliant,
I'm
there's
not
dumb, and
trying to
there's the
be the
show. You're
fucking.
the show.
I'm not trying to be America's pageant here and be loved by everyone, but it would be nice to get a little bit of support, not just get
Respect, a little
tossed under.
respect.
I feel like if I was drowning in the middle of the Bering Sea, some of these guys would push me further down under.
They'd throw you a cinder block if you
No,
were
oh
drowning in the
yeah, no
ocean.
one would throw me a floaty
I
or a
would.
rescue
I
device.
Mikey.
I know you would. I know you would.
He's not going to say anything, though. He's not going to say
He just went
anything.
off on a 3-minute rant.
I knew when
Just,
he said he's not going to say anything that
it
he's
was
going to
coming.
say.
Yeah, it
Yeah.
was
No, I'm
coming.
not. When I say I'm not going to say anything, I'm not going to anymore like talk about the fact that people make requests, we try to accommodate, and then
We do.
the accommodation's not good enough because God forbid we didn't film it on a fucking Monday.
Yeah.
Now I get what they're saying. I do get what they're saying.
It's
Doesn't
not
a
sound
shot.
like
It's
it.
not a shot.
No, it's not a shot. And you
Not
know
a
what?
shot.
You would think that these people who they've been listening to me this long, they would understand that I'm built a little different. I'm not like that,
And do
Oh,
you
it
think
is.
you've stayed true to yourself throughout the years, Pete?
Yeah, I mean, I'm never going to change. The
Yeah.
thing is,
I agree with that.
I truly don't care, but I do care to some extent because I care immensely about this podcast and seeing me get just ripped to shreds. And not even that, on Bob the Sports too. It's like, when the fuck did I become the bad guy?
You
I
know
feel like
what?
Al Pacino in Scarface when he said, "You want to point your fucking fingers
Well,
and say, there goes the bad guy."
you comparing you to yourself to Scarface is not going to help your cause in the
You
comments.
know what I'm saying?
I
It's
know
that
exactly what you're
honestly,
saying.
though, Joe, it's better than Bin Laden
Yeah, it
because
is
Mikey
100%.
decided to
I
no,
didn't
hold
bow
on.
down. That's
Bin
a pretzel.
Laden is
That's another
yeah,
pretzel. That's
that's
another
not a
fucking. That's another
yeah,
pretzel.
Joey Todd,
that's not a
the leader of
pretzel. Yeah,
Al Qaeda
come
over
on,
here.
man, that's
Jo
crazy,
Joey Al
Mikey.
Qaeda's.
That's crazy. It
Osama bin
really
Cutsey.
is. Now, here's the deal, though. What I also wanted to talk about. So, Mikey, I'm telling you right now, you will love this series. We started the
Oh,
cutscene.
yes.
There was, from the time Jet didn't even want, so we'd started the Cutsy Hater series. We flew this guy in from California. Now, this is a guy who has
Here's a
been
guy.
banned from our Twitch because he's gone at Cutsy so bad. He has requested Cutsy to be removed from the show time and time again. Like, I have seen the comments. This guy goes at him. So I had an interview with the guy to make sure that he wasn't an all-time scumbag. Like, I want, go ahead, Mikey.
Let me ask you a question, bro. Where do you get your balls to put yourself in the position where you're vetting people for security purposes? Like, you're the guy now, Bob, who's going to vet these people to
Well,
make
yeah,
sure
Jet too.
that it's safe and not some psychopath that's going to
Well,
show up?
so I okay,
Yeah,
that's
Jet as
fair.
well. Yeah, Jet as well.
That's fair,
But what does that mean?
well, Jet knows a psycho as a psycho. He knows.
But so I will say,
I'm worried about the process, Bob. That's what I'm saying. I want to keep Joe safe.
yeah,
We have to protect Joe. We talked about
it
this.
was
You
more
don't have to worry about me.
it was more so of interviewing him to make sure that we would have a great episode rather than like his security. I wasn't worried really about his security. It was more vetting him to make sure that we're gonna have a really good episode. And he's not just like a diehard fan that's just trying to get on. You know what I mean?
So when you interviewed him, how did that go?
Really good. I was like, okay, he actually really does dislike Joe, but
And
he's
that was
not.
good. And that was good for you. Like, you listen to the interview, like, this guy truly hates Joe. This is gonna work. This is nice.
There's a little Jerry Springer to the series. Yes. We
Jeez,
want to
dude.
make sure we have the right fit. And this was the
Okay.
guy. Okay, can I show you a picture of the guy? I looked on
Yeah,
his
go ahead.
Instagram.
Go
This is the guy. This is when I said, okay, this is the guy we want.
ahead.
Okay. Ready for
Hardo?
this?
Hardo, Joe, or no?
No, I don't know Hardo.
You ready? That's the guy. That's on
Oh,
his
yeah, see, that's frightening. That's
Instagram.
frightening.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's.
I'll say he ended up being pretty nice
He
at the end of
They always
it.
are.
Credit
They
to him.
always
Yeah.
are.
But Jet didn't even want them to see each other in the parking lot. Like, we had to set up different arrival times for them. And Kazi comes pulling through. It was at my spot. So they were nice enough to host it. Kazi comes pulling up, and I see him in his car, and he's just got this stank face on his car.
Game face, bro.
Yeah, game pace.
Kazi came
Yeah.
out. They're on the driving range. Kazi goes right at this guy. He comes barreling over, and this series is going to be on. And I
What'd you say?
think, Cutsy, you're gonna get a lot. People are really gonna appreciate the fact that he's really putting himself out there and he's owning it and he's taking these guys head on, showing his game where he could be totally exposed. And I think people are gonna have a lot of appreciation for him. I really do.
What'd you say to him on the driving range, Joe, right out of the gate?
Don't give
Well,
up too
Bob,
much. Don't give
don't give
up too
up too much,
much.
but you got to give me something.
Bob told me when I said, well, we're supposed to get there at 8. And Jet said, well, I don't think the guy's here. And Bob goes, oh, no, I think he's inside eating. So I went up to him. I was like, very nice of yourself to put yourself, what did I say? I said, very nice of you to have a full buffet meal on Bob's account, like right out of the gate. Buffet breakfast on Bob's account. And he didn't like that too much. But you know what? It is what it is. What it is. I'm not going to shy away from
Was he
him.
good or was he not? Oh, forget
He's
it. I don't want to.
a better golfer. I'll say this. He is a better golfer than I am. He was a 3.8 handicap. I'm an 8.6.
Wow. Okay.
So I'm not going
Okay.
to say anything else, but.
Yeah, I got it. Got it.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah, Mikey, you'll really, really enjoy it. It is top-notch, top of the line stuff. It
That's
really
as good as
is.
it gets with Joe, man. I mean, that is that. I mean, that's Joe's wheelhouse, bro. Like, people want to see that, unfortunately. And Joe, I know you had said before, like 35% of people now you would say like come at
On the
you
Brill and Dumb,
ruthlessly. Yeah,
Brill and
but
Dumb
it's funny because
comments.
in person, when you go out with Joe and you're out in public with Joe, 100% of the people that see him and recognize him are like, "Oh my God, Joe, I love you,
Of
I love you."
course.
Not never seen anybody say anything to him nasty in public or
Yeah.
anything like that.
No,
Never.
I think this series, people are gonna have a lot of respect for him for going out and do this. Like, not giving away too much. The guy's a better handicap than he is, and we think it evens out with the camera, him being in front of the camera. I mean, this kid was nervous in front of the cameras. He ended up being a nice guy. He was for perfect first guest. So excited for the series because it's new, it's fresh, it adds a different dimension to Bob Does Sports. Like, there's not really hostile. Like, even when we play Bob Does Sports Majors, it's not like hostile or very tense, but this is tense. It's fucking awesome.
I was like a kid on Christmas morning, just
I really
oh, he
was,
had to be. He
yeah.
had to. Jerry Springer actually is the perfect analogy, I think. It's a very, very good one. The modern Jerry Springer of YouTube golf is probably a very accurate description now with this. That's
Yeah,
very good.
like Mikey, I didn't even let them go in each other's cart. Like some people, they go in the carts. I kept their carts away from each other to keep the. I didn't want Joe to go on the same side of the range as him. I wanted him to go like, it's fucking beautiful, man. It's fucking
Just
beautiful.
a sick person, man.
Oh yeah,
Let me tell you something though.
Mike.
When you're getting stressed out, and if you're like Joe and you're not doing the hater series or finger fucking an espresso martini glass, let me tell you this, because our friends over at Lucy, this episode of the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by our friends at Lucy. They actually make an espresso flavored, Joseph, so you don't have to go looking at the restaurants for espresso flavored Lucy Breaker. That's right, 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco free. Nicotine pouches with a little special surprise in it, Joseph. You pop it in, the gel little packet breaks and gives you extra flavor all day. Espresso. They got apple ice, apple cider, berry citrus. I love all the flavors. Mango, cinnamon, anything you could possibly imagine. What's your favorite flavor? Go find it out. What strength do you like? 2 milligram all the way up to 12. They got you covered on every base. So let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/DUMB and use promo code DUMB, that's DUMB, to get not 10, not 15, Joseph, but you know what? 20% off your first order, Joseph. Lucy has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. Again, that's lucy.co and use code DUMB to get 20% off. And here comes the fine print, ladies and gentlemen. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, the product does contain nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Good job, Michael. Very nice. All right, boys, let's go into our buy or sell segment of the show. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like? Let's start off with Joe. Go ahead, Joey D.
So I'm gonna buy this week because we've been very critical in the past of YouTube TV and the multi-view for these games for like the Sunday Ticket and college football. They have rewritten some wrongs now to where you go in to you pick a multi-view and you now can build your own
Yeah, it's nice.
multi-view. So you go into the games and you click the one that you want to remove, and then you can add a new game. And I think that was my biggest pet peeve with the multi-view last year, was they'd give you all of these preset selections, but if you wanted to watch a certain game with others, it just wasn't possible. I really believe that now with doing this, now there's still a few idiosyncrasies that are like not, it's not perfect, but it now gets you to the point where last night I had four college games on and I had action on each of the games. So like I was dialed in, man, and I haven't been able to do that in a while. I think like with everything else, YouTube just understands and they're always going to get it. It took them a little bit longer to figure this out, but you know what, we love YouTube and we now love the multi-view, and I really think that it's only going to get better. And I know that we all were like so kind of on edge, and especially when YouTube TV came out, like how's it going to be? Mikey, I know with you with the box, and Bob especially too with the cable. I wouldn't go back to cable now. I know there's a slight delay. YouTube TV to me is so easy. It's so good. Everything is right there.
Yeah.
And now they got it right with this multi-view, and I'm just buying the YouTube TV package, man.
I love the YouTube Sunday Ticket. I have it. I mean, in addition to
Great.
the cable, I love it. It's the best. You could build, like Joe said, you could build your own quad box. I like Red Zone. I know people love Red Zone. They're obsessed with Red Zone. To me, like, if you want just fantasy stats, there's so many apps and things you can follow on the phone now. Like, I would rather watch a game like in the quad box, like the full game, where I could actually see what's going on both sides, as opposed to only seeing when a team's inside the 35-yard line or the 40-yard line. You know what I mean? Like, I just prefer that. But last night, I'm gonna say this, Bob, before you say, it was too much. The college games, they didn't break the window up well enough, man. You had Vanderbilt, South Carolina, Florida, LSU, Ohio State's
Notre
playing at the
Dame.
same time, and Notre Dame, Texas A&M. It was
It
I
was
want to try.
madness.
I like to lock into one game. I like to lock in at night to one marquee game. It was
Miami was
almost too
going
much.
too, but that
Yeah,
was
that's
because
what
the
I'm, bro, it
lightning
was
delay.
nuts. It was
There was
nuts.
lightning delays, so that was
You know
nice.
what's a
Lightning
good
delay, and that
play?
Texas Tech game got delayed almost 3 hours.
I agree. Something about the night game, I really want to lock in the night game. I think
Lock
the
in on the
play
night
is
game.
the quad box for the day games,
Yes, absolutely.
then move your
Absolutely.
way
Like
to
the
that.
NFL does it. They make the marquee game the night game. Like, so you just lock in. I love that. Now, listen, college, you can't do that because there's too many games. I get it. But last night it was like, and you know what the problem was? Notre Dame's on Peacock. Like, you can't go from cable to Peacock. Like, it's not a simple transition, like a last channel button on cable. It's
So
not that easy.
that's
YouTube,
the,
I think
No,
why I was all for not cutting the cord and the cable. But the thing with YouTube TV is almost every TV is a smart TV now. So you can load up YouTube
Correct.
TV. If you're on the go for your phone, it's so much easier. So having to have a box installed to each TV is where YouTube TV really wins because it's so much easier. What YouTube TV has to do, stop doing, is doing that automatic 15 second delay. I have to change the settings every time I come in, even on the same TV. Joe's always ahead of me.
If you, yeah, but once you do it once, shouldn't it be done?
I thought so. For me, it keeps going back. And
Oh,
like
that's bizarre. I
Joe
don't
was
think that
texting,
should be.
he was texting me Yankees updates yesterday and he was ahead of me. He was
Oh
driving
yeah.
me nuts.
Bob's always, you gotta, you can't even text Bob Yankee updates because he's
He
always a little bit
wants me
behind.
to. I do, because if it's going well, then so he was doing well, getting us out of inning after inning. So I wanted him. Yeah.
Yes.
I'll tell you, man, I know people are going to get upset me talking about this, but it is Sunday morning for the Yankees to have already taken two. And this game is just house money because it's been in the situation where the Yankees are always fighting just to win a game. This feels fucking
In
awesome.
enemy territory, Bob.
By the
Yeah, tough
way,
place, Fenway, man.
Mikey, they were legitimate, the Yankee locker room, and it fucking broke me. Joe was there for it. We were playing with Rizzo, and we're in an intense match. That's that money match we played. Me and Joe are fucking cruising. Like, we are putting a bruising on these guys, really making our move. Rizzo FaceTimes Volpe, and Volpe said the locker room is really upset with you, Bob. Like, he was like dead serious. Like, I was waiting for him to laugh. It's like, what are you talking about? It's like you were betting the Red Sox while we were playing the series. I said, but Anthony, it's to hedge my happiness. It's like I'm rooting for the Yankees. It's to hedge it.
Yeah.
And I fucking went in a
Weaver
tailspin.
too.
Weaver too was very upset. I had to message Weaver and apologize. I felt terrible.
Oh,
And then I
that
had to literally message Weaver. I said to Rizzo, I said, can you please help me out here? Like I was in the locker room. I was good. And I might have fucked it all up. From the moment Volpe hung up, I went on a tailspin. I couldn't finish holes.
Oh my God. Listen,
be like
the
Mikey betting the
emotional.
Packers.
No, it's worse. I do it every year. Emotional hedge, Michigan money line in the game
Yeah,
every year. I mean,
yeah.
Michigan helped pay for my kitchen last year because they were
Yeah.
such a massive underdog. They helped pay for my kitchen.
Bro.
I always will do. Let me explain something to people. When Bob is to the hatred of the Red Sox that I am to Michigan, other than Coach Wink Martindale, who shout out sent a box for my brother. Beautiful box he sent for my
Good
brother. Very
box.
nice.
Mikey, you're speaking to the Yankee locker room here. We're back on good terms, but you're
Yeah,
speaking to the locker
let me
room.
say, Bob hates the Red Sox to the level of which I hate Michigan. I will burn money. I would burn money if it guaranteed me that Ohio State would beat Michigan every year. That's how sick I am in the head with how much I hate that team. I really. And I know Bob, in a twisted way, is the same. He may not be as outward and as obnoxious as I am when it comes time to the games. Fair, fine. But I'll tell you this, you want somebody in your corner when you're the New York Yankees? It's that man to the left of me or to the right of me, however he's showing up in the
I'm
podcast
surprised
layout.
he's
I'm
not
telling
gotten
you that
some
right
kind
now.
of collaboration with the Yankees
Yeah,
yet,
me
you
too.
know? We're back on good terms, but
Yeah.
knowing that I upset them and it was pretty, it felt legit when I was talking to Anthony, I felt terrible. Bro, I could bet $5,000, and I swear to God on this, on the Yankees Red Sox regular season game, and I would be rooting for the Yankees like you wouldn't believe. It's like that $5,000 doesn't even mean anything. But after the game, when it hits your account, I'm beside myself, but it's like, okay, at least there's that. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
it's an emotional hedge. It's an
It,
emotional
dude,
hedge.
it sent me on a tailspin. You should see what I sent to Weave. I said, Weaver, I remember how Weaver came up to us when we went to the stadium. It was the greatest thing in the world. It was like he
Yes,
saw his
yes,
best friend. It
yes,
was
yes.
amazing.
Very
Can't
cool.
lose it. I can't lose that.
No,
Can't lose it.
no,
Yeah, you have the
no.
locker room. You got to hold it.
Gotta
I'll tell
hold
you
it.
what else you need to hold. You need to hold on to a good shirt these days. And Poncho's got some of the collection of the best. And you know what? Why not start here? I don't know what kind of fabric Poncho uses, but it just feels good. These shirts are seriously comfortable. Soft, right out of the box, with just the right amount of built-in stretch. The shirt is built for whatever you throw at it, getting outdoors, travel, a backyard barbecue, which Bob loves, or even a date night. The way it fits is undeniable. It's a relaxed but not baggy fit. If you like a looser fit with room to move, there's a slim fit as well. So here's what you do, okay? If you've been looking for the perfect shirt, something breathable that fits great, feels even better, and stands out in a good way, give Poncho a try. Go to ponchooutdoors.com/dumb. That's ponchooutdoors.com/DUMB and receive $10 off your first order and free shipping. Go try one out today. Poncho, they're here for you.
I very nice, Petey. I have like three different cells, so I'm gonna narrow it down. And Mikey, I got a feeling we're gonna have a similar cell. Is yours football related?
Yeah, college though.
Yeah, you selling Clemson?
Oh. Oh shit. Yeah, it
I was
was.
gonna sell them, so keep it. I got
Okay.
multiple.
Okay.
I got
Okay.
multiple
Go ahead.
things I
Yeah,
want to sell.
that's insane. Good for you.
I
Okay.
want to sell a guy who is, look, whether he's a good footballer coach or not, to be determined. He's had a lot of success. Did you see Brian Kelly's press conference yesterday?
He
He
went
went
nuts on
nuts, I
somebody
heard.
asking about the offense. I didn't actually see what he said, but I heard about it.
I found nothing wrong with the question at all. I mean, yeah, he was testing the offense a little bit, but the reporter said, what did you think about your offense today? And he fucking snapped at the guy. First off, they won, so we should be feeling good. But he came off as such an asshole. Like, even if the reporter is asking a leading question, to go off the rails like that, you're never gonna win. He's a very unlikable guy, Brian
Yeah.
Kelly. A lot of people don't like him. And then he does this after they win. You're just never gonna win doing that. So I'm selling Brian Kelly. It was such a bad moment. I mean, just work through it. The second sell that I have is, Mike, you've talked about just how bad boxing is. The Canelo Alvarez Crawford, Terrence Crawford
Yeah.
fight was
I
last
didn't watch
night.
a second.
Yeah. Bro,
I watched
I feel,
the whole fight.
oh, you
Did
did.
you
See,
really? I did.
I
I did.
feel bad. No, I know how big of a fight that is, and I should be more interested.
Yeah.
There's something about the lead up in boxing that it like the undercard, UFC does such a good job with the undercard means something from the prelims to like there's people that the lead up fights, you don't know anybody. They have to find a way to get more notoriety around these boxers so that there's some interest in the fights. I mean, at least like not Jake Paul, like who fought on the when he went to face Mike Tyson, who was the girl that fought
Oh
prior?
yeah, it was a great fight. Yeah,
The fight was fucking amazing. There's just not much interest leading up to the main car, the main fight.
They boxing needs to, in order to survive, in my opinion, or maybe just succeed, because I guess they'll always survive, but I mean they're just, it feels like they're just surviving. And actually, I thought the fight was better than some of the more recent hyped up mega fights. I actually thought it was pretty good. Crawford outclassed Canelo from the first round to the final. He just outboxed him. Just outboxed Canelo completely. They need to streamline all of these different belts, just unify all the titles, unify all the leagues, minimize some of the weight classes, and just streamline everything. That's why people don't know who the fight. There's too many. There's five. This guy got five belts after the fight's over, Bob. Just unify all the belts. Like they just, there's too much. This writers association and this, they gotta streamline it and unify it, because honestly, I think attention span nowadays more than ever is such a huge thing. And UFC, man, it's only three rounds or five if it's a championship fight, and the rounds are 5 minutes each. There's more of a chance that something crazy is going to happen because they start wearing down in the round, and it's just quick. It's quick. It's quick. Boxing is just like they don't even get into the rhythm, and all of a sudden you're hearing this because the 10 seconds is up in the round, and it's like you never get into. And I think
Yeah.
that's just part of the times. Like I just think that the audience is not. They're just not engaged with something like that. So, but boxing, it's a centuries old sport, and I don't know. They're kind of stuck in their ways also. I think they could maybe take a page out of golf's book and kind of try and make it more geared towards the younger audience, man.
Well, I think obviously I'm biased to Dana, but we all are, but him stepping in like Eddie Hearn, like you gotta know they're a little worried about him stepping in because the model that works right now is UFC. And I think Dana's
Yeah.
gonna take a lot of what they do there. He even talked about these lead ups. He goes, leading up to the fight, he's like, you have a fight, and then there's a whole podcast, and then it's the next fight. He's like, there's no, I think he's gonna take it, and you gotta give him some
The fight
time.
was in Vegas.
Yeah, at the Raiders Stadium, Allegiant Stadium in Vegas. Yeah,
Oh,
it
that's
looked like
cool.
it
So it
was, it looked
sold out
crazy.
too. Aren't you going to Vegas soon, Mikey?
3 weeks, 2 weeks, two weeks, 3 weeks. Yeah,
I
yeah.
saw, oh, going back to the Golden Steer.
Yes, going
Whoa,
back
how'd
to
you secure that?
the Stoner.
Oh,
You hit him up?
I did. I did.
I
He was
was gonna
happy to do
say.
it. You know what he wants in exchange? He wants a YMCA video. He wants a
By
YMCA video for the Golden Knights. Yeah, he wants to show it to the Knights.
way,
That's
I was
hilarious.
gonna ask. Oh yeah, dude, he's a real one. I just was with Jack
Great guy,
in
Eichel. I
Vegas
saw. Yeah,
golfing,
I
and
saw.
we're gonna be back there in about a month. And they want to do, they're huge Brilliant Dumb
I
guys. They want to
know, I
do a
know. And
dinner. And
I
Mikey,
have to declare a hockey team, and I got to tell you, there's one team that may
Knights.
be showing
There
their
you
colors the
go.
most. It might be the
Oh, I mean,
Vegas
the guy's
Knights.
securing you one of the hardest reservations to get.
I will get my balls broken from here to eternity if I declare myself a Vegas Knights fan. I will
Mikey,
get shredded.
if you go anything but Devils, it's a crying shame. You
See what
have
I'm
to be
saying?
Devils. You
You see what
have
I'm
to
saying?
be. You do.
I don't know. You could go with whoever you want. But I
Devils
will
aren't
say,
showing love, Bob.
yeah,
well, they
Devils
will.
show no
They'll
love.
come around.
Knights shown
The
love.
Knights
By the
show a
way,
lot. I mean, they're getting the guy a reservation, and that place is tough to secure.
I gotta be honest. I have to go to Vegas with Arby's, so I'm gonna need that Stone Connect too.
Oh my
Yeah.
God, guys, come
I'm gonna
on.
need that Stoner
Yo, he's gonna
connection.
get hit up from
You know
everyone
where Jack
just
told
for the
me,
Golden
Bob, you know
Steer,
where
right?
Jack, Jack told me he's gonna get us to a spot. It's an Italian spot. I think it's called Diallo's or something like that. It's the restaurant. It's owned by Joe Pesci. It's the one that was in Casino, Michael, where they
Which
have
one?
oh, he told me the name. It's I forget now. It's gonna drive me nuts. But apparently, it's
Okay.
where in Casino they're in the restaurant and they have
Yeah.
seen, and that's apparently it's all
The one
class.
that like overlooks the strip with the Watts in it. That's a nice
That's
looking
where
place.
Jack wants
Nice
to take
looking
us.
place.
I trust the Eichel with my life. He's a diehard Brilliantly Dumb Show guy, like one of the first guys in our corner. But I do have an issue with celebrities that attach their name to restaurants. I've seen so many of them fail, like Dan Marino, Don Shula. Like, there's all
Mike
these
Dick's
restaurants.
Steakhouse, that's a big one.
Yeah, and they think just because their
Well,
name is
Jordan.
attached that they could half-ass it on the menu. That's why, on a separate industry, I appreciate, although we're breezy guys through and through, Tiger Sunday Red. You would think that they could just use Tiger's name and that they were just going to get by. The stuff they have is
Yeah,
they
it's
did a
quality.
really good job. They do that a lot with restaurants. Not saying that that's bad, Eichel would know, but there's a lot of restaurants where they have the name attached. And then they mail it in because they just think because it's their name, they don't have to really give everything into the menu or have it quality.
Eichel said to me the first thing I saw, first of all, he showed up in a breezy polo and
There
a
we
have a
go.
day hat. And then he goes, you didn't think Meet the Parents couldn't qualify on your top five for top five
That's a
comedies?
listener right there.
Dude,
The
they and I
listener.
think it's more than just him and Stone. I think he was telling me multiple
A
guys in the
squad,
locker
man. I'm
room.
telling you. He was like, the team wants a YMCA video of you dancing to the
You got it
YMCA.
for the Golden Steer. You
To get you the
better
steer.
get that singlet on,
Oh,
Michael.
I mean, the
You better get.
reservation's already done. I got the email.
Oh,
Yeah, the re I mean, he
tough.
did it in 15 seconds. It was done. Guy's
You know what?
unbelievable.
You know what I give Mikey a lot of credit for, and I was surprised he did it, but I really had no issue with it. I thought it was interesting. We haven't talked about this, but after Schefter put out that report after that episode, Mikey called him on it in the group chat.
We're still looking for some more breadcrumbs, though, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, well, here's my plan with that, Joe.
Bear down crumbs.
I'm gonna hit him up around my 40th birthday, and I'm gonna say, Adam, you know, it's my 40th birthday. Like, if you could toss me a crumb this off season, I'd really appreciate
Maybe even
that.
not even a crumb, maybe like a Hawaiian roll,
I
like a little,
know.
like more than a
You know, if
crumb.
I could get like a free agent signing when free agency starts,
Oh,
that would be
I
nice.
really still believe if you told him that you wanted to like pursue that
I think,
industry, I think he'd give you some kind of like
Yo.
protege job.
I think
You
so.
know, Schefter, we looked it up. Schefter's making like $35 million
Yeah,
a
he's doing
year.
real well.
Dude, he's
No, he's
making
not a year, not a
no.
year, not a year.
No, Mikey,
No
what, Mikey,
way in
what was that?
sign
No.
the extension with ESPN. He's making at least 3 or 4 million a year with ESPN. At
Okay,
least,
Mikey,
at
it
least.
was
Wait.
35.
Was it
No,
more? It
no.
might have been 10. It might have been 10. It wasn't 30,
10?
Bob. It wasn't 30. It wasn't 30.
Hold on. 10
Adam
is a
Schefter
lot.
contract.
10 is a lot. There's no
He
way
is
it's 30.
making a 5-year contract, $9 million per.
That's
It's a
nice.
nice piece. It's a nice
That's
piece.
45 mil.
Bob, five-year deal, Bob, $9 million per.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, $9 million per year.
$9 million per. It's a nice piece. Yeah,
that's unreal.
Yeah. Nice piece. Yeah. Listen, if I could get, you know, half of a piece like that, I could retire. If
you
I
take the breadcrumbs.
If I could get a quarter of that piece, I'd retire.
Oh.
You know what I was thinking for you?
That's
guys?
That's a 1.75 mil a year, Mike.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. That would Yeah, that's a piece. That's a piece.
You know what I was thinking for your 40th? To
for
do your guy's 40th birthday bash at the opening of Bob HQ is a Mikey V, Joey D, and we do red carpet style. Everybody gets plus ones, red carpet into the opening of the HQ.
This guy is so sick, bro.
You like that, Pete?
When is the official, unofficial? What's the unofficial estimated time of opening of Bob HQ?
I don't know. What
New
I
year.
Can tell you
New
is
year.
We are going way over budget, and a large part is because of the Jumbotron. This Jumbotron is just absolutely—it's
gonna have the Jerry World Jumbotron brought in.
Oh, that's sick, though, bro. That's gonna be so great.
We are
so like fully operational by next football season.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Probably earlier. Probably like February.
Yeah, but you got it's like opening Disney World. You know, like you got to work the kinks out because there's gonna be kinks. Like Pirates of the Caribbean, like broke down every time.
When it opened, like, you got to do the fucking inaugural fucking unveiling of that Jumbotron.
The general contractor. Shout out Leo is saying he thinks it's done in December. I don't see a world where it's done in December, but he would know better than me.
Contractor's always going to tell you it's going to get done sooner than it's going to get done.
We are already now, mind you, I've used my resources like Joe with his wedding. Like, you know, I've the simulator that like I'm doing everything I can, the core, like everything I can. My business manager called me the other day. He goes, do you realize? He goes, we are already $400,000 over budget, and we have not even talked to the Jumbotron. Is and I can't not have the Jumbotron because I've already told people that we're having a Jumbotron.
Of course,
it's bad. It is way over budget. It's bad.
How much is a Jumbotron?
You really want to know?
No,
a couple hundred.
No.
The Jumbotron is $250,000.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Poor little Luca. Luca's going to be eating McDonald's next year, Joe, because the Jumbotron budget's going to cut into everybody's pockets.
I'll bring them over for fucking.
You better forget about that king crab garlic noodle, Joe. All right.
Oh yeah.
You're gonna be eating fucking ramen noodle next year.
I'll be lucky to get a muscle in there.
Jumbotron's gonna look nice, cuz.
Never mind the king crab. I'll be lucky to get a couple clams in there, Mikey.
Cherry stones.
Oh yeah.
I
the morals.
Yeah. Hey, look, dude. You gotta spend money to make money, boys.
Gotta have the Jumbotron. Who else has a Jumbotron? Nobody.
No one's
got a Jumbotron.
Nobody.
I have a cheaper option for the Jumbotron, which we may use. The general contractor said he could do a Jumbotron, but the guys I'm using just put one in like Orlando Stadium or something. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. If you're going to do a Jumbotron, you better do a
you go all the way. I do agree with Joe.
It's either no Jumbotron or you get the fucking bells and whistles.
Yeah, it's like if you buy like a Ferrari or a Lambo, like you don't get the low end. Like you just, if you're going to go, you go for the gusto.
You get the LaFerrari.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. All right. Let's keep it moving on. Mikey, we'll go with your buy or sell, and then we'll get into Ask Bob.
My sell this week is the Clemson Tigers and Dabo Sweeney. Listen, I picked this team as one of my two teams to win the national title this year. I was all in. I thought Cade Klubnik, the way they ended last season, how strong they looked. I don't understand. This kid is regret. He looks like he's regressed. Dabo just refuses to come to the modernization of football with NIL and the portal, and that's fine. He wants to hold his ground. You know what? Nick Saban, I think, looks smarter by the day. He just got out. He's like, fuck this. Not going to do it. Not going to be the way I want to do it. Nick Saban, listen, for as good of a guy as I think Nick Saban may be, these guys in those positions are ego-driven, big alpha personality guys. If Nick Saban couldn't do it his way and succeed, he wasn't going to do it anymore, and he left. Dabo Sweeney's beaten his head against the wall, wants to do it his way, and it is failing miserably. I mean, he was trailing last week to Troy. He already lost to an LSU team, which I think is a good team in week one. I don't think they're a great team necessarily. Lost that game, almost lost to Troy the next week, and now loses to Georgia Tech. And frankly, in a game that Georgia Tech dominated thoroughly, the game wasn't even that close in the first half. Now Clemson is sitting in a position where I don't think they beat Miami in the ACC. I don't think they beat Florida State in the SEC, the ACC. No. They are out. They're on the outside looking in. And I think the days of Dabo and Clemson, I think questions are going to start to pop up. I know the tremendous success he's had. He's a legacy type coach. They're never going to run him out of town. You don't run a man like Dabo Sweeney out of town, but something's got to change because this was the year. I mean, they were reloaded, ton of experience all across the field. Clemson Tigers, I'm sorry to the OGs, Mr. Huckabee. I know he's a big Clemson guy. I'm sorry to the Clemson fans out there, but this was bad. This is a bad, bad year for Clemson, Bob.
They do have the good thing going for Clemson. They probably have one of arguably the greatest entrances in all of sports. When they come the running rock. Down that hill, when the bus is pulling around with
it's
all
cool.
of them,
yeah,
it's fucking
cool.
awesome. Very but cool. you are right. That Virginia Tech is really good. Enter Sandman they got going there.
Yeah,
it's
that's
really
an awesome
good one.
Yep.
But yeah, spot on, Michael, and I do agree. I was going to sell that too. Tough stuff.
That's wild that you were on that too. Well, it just goes to show. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious. It's bad. It's bad.
Okay. So, boys, now bad may turn to worse. Let's head on into the Ask Bob segment. Light me up, boys. What do you got?
Joe, you want to go first or you want me to go?
You can go ahead and start.
Okay, Bob. Welcome to Ask Bob this week. This week, Bob, for Ask Bob, the topic is Shakespearean literature. Now, basic Shakespearean literature, Bob. I would like you to name me the two feuding families from the book Romeo and Juliet. Who were the two families from Romeo and Juliet?
Mikey, I have absolutely no idea. I mean, I don't know if it's a bad question. I don't know if
it's a good question. It's a good question.
I have
all questions are good questions. I'm going to stick by that.
Says the guy who's got a riddle prepared for me in the next fucking.
Joe, do you know? Do you know?
Do you know
this one? I don't know. No,
I have no fucking clue. I would be curious if there's people out there. Like, I'm curious what the public says here.
Yeah, I'll put up a poll. I'll say how many people knew the answer.
Yeah, I really don't know. It could be a good question.
We were looking for the Capulets and the Montagues.
Yeah, there's just Capulets. No way.
Oh, that sounds familiar now that you say it. Yes, I wouldn't have gotten it.
How about West Side Story? The two feuding gangs in West Side Story. Joseph?
Bob doesn't know anything like with what do you call it? Movies and stuff like that.
That's not. All right. Well,
I have a tough question too. We might be 0-2 here today, Mikey.
Yeah.
I have a question that I think might be really tough for Bob. I think it's now, as someone who knows animals and organisms and whatnot, like I do, I feel like it's not a hard question.
Like
but
I do.
All right, Bob.
Ranger Rick over here.
Bob, today's question for you. I would like you to give me an example of an organism or animal that uses the process of metamorphosis.
I mean, bro, like, come on, man. I don't know what that is.
That's tough, Joe.
Michael.
An animal that uses the process of metamorphosis? I could take a stab at it.
Okay.
Do you know what? So, okay, here's a start. I don't know what metamorphosis is.
Oh, you don't know what metamorphosis
is? What I'm thinking is, and I have in my mind what
you get this, Bob. This is
the best part of the Ask Bob. When Bob goes through the thought process, I think he might get this.
I think he's onto it.
Let's hear what you think metamorphosis is.
There's an animal where like you can rip its head off and it comes back, or like I'll tell you what I have.
Okay, let's see. We gotta hear it now.
Come on, Mike.
I think you mean like an animal where like if you chop the head off, it'll still move around for a little bit.
Yeah. Well, let's hear it, Bob. Let's hear it.
I'm thinking a caterpillar.
I think a caterpillar's right. That was going to be mine.
So elaborate. You're right there, Bob.
No, so, that's a fair answer, but you
gotta say. You gotta say, like, what does the caterpillar do, Bob?
There's something with the caterpillar where, like...
You're on the right track, D. You're right there.
You're there.
In order for it to, like, live, it dies, or, like it, something happens. You can
Bob,
like...
you're literally there. Like, you're there.
In order for it to live,
it's... Like, it's gotta die in order for...
But what does the caterpillar do? What does it become?
Yes, that's the question.
See, that I don't know. I don't.
Yes, you do, Bob. You got
the
answer.
You got
the answer. The answer, but what does the caterpillar eventually become?
A centipede? Oh my god! Come on, man. It's like I have these ones.
That's one of the best ones ever. That's one of the best ones ever.
The caterpillar becomes a butterfly.
Yes.
It goes into the
cocoon. It goes into the cocoon. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
man, the centipede
becomes the centipede.
The centipede.
The bobipede.
Oh. I've had answers where it's like, I'm there. I could look so good.
You're right there. When you said caterpillar. You got it. Technically, I think caterpillar's right.
It's the right answer.
Dude, he was there. Like, so, like, that's why I thought, like, this might be a tough question, but you had it. You had the caterpillar. Like, that was the right answer.
And then he went into, like, the whole Mel Gibson from Braveheart speech about not every man dies, but not every man truly lives. The caterpillar dies in order to live.
There was something around the caterpillar.
Yes, 100%.
You had it, dude. So, like, the other one would be like a tadpole turning into a frog. Like, the metamorphosis is a process of species changing and becoming into something different.
But what is it's like a praying mantis that'll rip its head off of its own kind?
That has nothing to do with the metamorphosis.
Yeah. I know, but you know what I'm talking about.
Like, they'll mate and then they'll fucking kill after they mate.
Like a black widow.
That's exactly.
Mate and then eat the male.
That's so fucked up, man.
I would
really
call
when you think
Galante.
About it, it's really fucked up.
Yeah,
dude, you were there. I thought you had it when you
it's
said
half right.
I mean,
right,
yeah, but
at the very least,
to think that a caterpillar becomes a centipede is one of the wilder things I've ever heard.
I mean, it makes sense in terms of like the bot. Like, it makes sense. It's like a crawly little cylinder animal or bug. You know, it's
like I get these things in my head, and there's no rhyme or reason. It's just the name that I think, and
I'm
just
actually
blurted
impressed
out.
That you got caterpillar out of that.
Me too, because that's the only one I was thinking of. I didn't even think of tadpole. That's a good one.
It's like the monument where I was doing so good.
Crushed
you
it.
You were crushing it until Al Gore came into play.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah. All right. Fuck, man. All right,
I mean, that turned out to be a good-ass Bob segment.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was good.
I'm curious what they say about Mikey's. I really don't know. It could have been a really good question. I had no idea.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's Product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
But boys, here we go. We got a really fun top five. I think that was the most, not to pat myself on the back, but I think last week's top five was the most dominant top five there's ever been, just according to the polls. And people
It was probably close.
Yeah, it's got to be right around there. I figured I was going to win. I didn't know it would be by that much. Mikey had the old school one. Petey had a top heavy, top five. He started really good. But so I won the top five. Joe came in second. Mikey came in third. This week's top five is going to be top five current NFL coaches that you would want to have a beer with. So top five current head coaches to grab a beer with. I really struggled on. I really want
my guy, and I feel like I'm not going to get him.
Well, I don't know if that's true. Struggled between what pick this, unlike any other.
Okay.
So I think you may get your guy. I am going to go third.
Okay.
Joe first.
Okay.
Fuck.
I'll go first.
Yeah, you're going to take my guy, aren't you?
I think it's Motor City Dan Campbell.
Overall,
I have to take. I got to take him. I just think he's just tremendous. I think he'd be a blast to have a beer with.
I think he is a hard number two. I'm shocked that he didn't do it. But with that being said, Dan Campbell, I can't deny that. I would love to grab a beer with him.
All right, Mikey.
Yeah, I mean, look, this guy to me is just like he's an icon. You know, he's going to eat well when you go. Andy Reid.
Andy Reid there too, but I think that Dan Campbell's more outgoing.
He's going to wear the Hawaiian shirt. He's going to eat four cheeseburgers. He's going to drink probably a keg of beer. He's just, you know, he just seems like a jovial Santa Claus type to me. Outside of the game, he seems like very serious during the game. But yeah, I'll take Andy Reid.
Okay, so I'm going to go with the next one. I agree. Those were the one, two, no doubt about it. I'm going to go with Jim Harbaugh. And then I'm going to go with Mike Vrabel, who we've actually grabbed a beer with, and it was...
He's a great guy.
Oh, my God, Vrabel's it was so much fun. Dude, he was, as Perez said, schoolyard bullying FP. He was taking many shots at FP.
It was hysterical.
FP was FP was so funny about it. He turned to me, he's like, Bob, this guy is schoolyard bullying me. And he's like, there's nothing I could do about it. I was like, oh, you can't do a thing. They went out and smoked a cigarette together. Imagine walking by the back of a bar and you see Fat Perez and Mike Vrabel
just ripping a dart. Yeah,
it's amazing. All right, back over to you, Michael.
Yeah, I'm going to take Mike Tomlin. I like Mike Tomlin. You know, Mike is like, I just think he would be, he's hysterical. His press conferences I find so funny. So yeah. I would take Mike Tomlin.
Very respected.
All right. I will go with Sean Payton because I think he's seen some stuff and I think he could get after it.
I agree.
From the stories I've heard, this guy would bring it. And then I'm going to go with Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll's a good pick. I think
he'd be a riot at a bar scene. I think he'd be a lot of fun.
Pete Carroll's a cool guy, man. Cool guy.
So, Mikey, over to you.
Yeah, I am going to take – where is he? Little rascal. I'm going to take Sean McVay.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's really good. That's really good. Okay. Yeah, I love the McVay play. Really do. So now, in order to have... So I want to get John Harbaugh to get the Harbaugh brothers together.
Yep.
And then I want to go with... Give me Matt LaFleur. Green Bay Packers.
Wow, Joseph, that's your guy, man.
Dude, he's got swaggy motherfucker, dude.
Let me take this guy who absolutely is not swaggy, but if you look at a guy who's probably built to go out to a bar with, give me Brian Daboll of the New York Giants.
No, I wanted him, man.
Yeah, he's. I mean, he just looks like a dude who's going to put down several cold ones.
Oh, man, I wanted him. Yeah, now that changes everything for me. So I have back-to-back picks.
This is it for you. This is it for you. Your final two picks, Joseph.
1 second. I didn't think that those guys. Oh man. I will go with Kyle Shanahan.
49ers.
And then my last one, I'll take Sean McDermott because he seems like a good time, the Buffalo Bills head coach.
Sean McDermott. Me, last one. You know who I wish was still a coach? He's not, is Bruce Arians. That would be a guy I would pick
He
no
was good.
hesitation, but he's not. So it's active coaches. It's active. Got to stay on topic. I'm going to go with his successor in Tampa Bay. I think Todd Bowles is probably a fun
Oh,
time. I'm going to take Todd Bowles. Why? What's wrong with Todd Bowles?
that guy doesn't even splash a smile on the
Yes,
sidelines.
he
He's one of them.
does.
He's one of the most serious. He looks like he's
No,
miserable.
no way,
They'll be
man.
winning by two touchdowns. The guy doesn't even. He looks like he would be a snooze
Nah,
fest.
I don't think so. I don't
All
think
right.
so. I don't think
Hey,
so.
I'm gonna take. I happen to agree with Joe. I think from what I see, there's
He
just
looks
not much
terrible.
personality
Well,
there.
yeah, I don't know.
I'm gonna go with the guy who I've been very against, and I'm gonna take a shot and
Oh
hope he
no,
brings
taking
it back.
Sirianni. He's taking Sirianni.
I don't know
Yeah,
who.
Bob.
I'm gonna have to call something down here because I think that for the
Wait, wait.
amount of.
First of all, is it Nick Sirianni, Bob?
You can't, Bob. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna allow it because you have talked more shit about this guy, how you can't stand him, and now you're gonna put him in your top five to go have a beer with. Like, I think that just goes against everything you've ever
So,
said. So I almost think you're picking a guy that people know in order to top
wow.
heavy your bottom five when you would have no desire to go for a beer with this guy based on what you've said in the past.
So here, so yes, I get it
So you're
a hundred.
right.
I
You're right.
can't, I couldn't stand the guy. With that being said, do I think there's a shot that I could totally turn on him? Yes, and I don't know who else to take. So I get what you're saying. It's a bad pick. I don't know who else to pick, Joe. I really don't. I don't know one other guy that I could throw in there where there would be a chance of him being really good. I really
Well,
don't.
you could pick the Duval, the Jaguars coach. He looks fucking fun to go
Liam
for a beer.
Cohen, he looks fucking
Yeah, he looks like
crazy.
a yeah. The only other one that I thought of would be Mike McDaniel, and that's the same thing. That could
He's
be a
nuts too.
dud.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, Joe. I
I
couldn't
wouldn't
stand the
normally care,
guy.
but the fact that you have been so outlandish on this
I can't
guy, you've
stand
said
him.
you can't stand him, to go and spend an evening having a beer with him on your top five list is one of the more hypocritical things I would say. And I'm not saying you're doing it for that reason. I'm just saying from an outside source, it looks bad.
I get it. I can't. That
And
it's
if you
hard to
win the
defend.
top five, I think it's
But
going to
I
be
don't.
tough. Are you
I
saying
don't.
is that an asterisk top five, Joe?
I don't know. But seriously though, who would be the next guy for me to
Would
take?
be like me saying I hate mustard and putting mustard in my top five
Hey,
condiments
Joe.
because I couldn't think of another one.
I'm
Mustard's a
not.
great condiment, by the way.
I understand that you like mustard, Michael. I'm saying if I was outspoken enough
I.
about mustard.
Joe, I'm not defending it. I get it. It looks terrible. I don't know who else to take. Like, I would have loved to take Shanahan, maybe McDaniel. Who do you go after that? Who do you take? That's like reasonable that somebody knows.
Dan
Again,
Quinn.
I'm not. That's terrible. Like,
Oh.
there is a chance if I go to Sirianni that I would end up loving him. Yes, I've been very outspoken. I think he's obnoxious. I don't know where else to get. With that being said, I can't defend what Joe's saying. I get it.
Okay. That's
I
it.
mean, yeah,
Let
that is it. Let's hear what we're gonna have. D'Amico
the
Ryans is one that nobody took who would have been cool too. He seems like a cool cat.
That would have been cooler than Sirianni.
Joe has Dan Campbell, Sean Payton, Pete Carroll, Kyle Shanahan, and Sean McDermott. See, Sean McDermott to me, if you talk about bland, to me, he's a very bland coach.
I
I don't
feel
know.
like he's a feel
I
good
think he,
guy.
I'm sure he is. That's how I feel about Bowles, but okay.
When you get to the end of it is tough. I do think it's a good list.
Andy, for myself, Andy Reid, Mike Tomlin, Sean McVay, Brian Daboll, and Todd Bowles. Bob has both the Harbaugh brothers, Jim and John, Mike Vrabel, Matt LaFleur, and a very controversial Nick Sirianni, to the
I
dismay
get it.
of
I
Joey
get it.
Kolkatz.
He's right. I get it. D'Amico Ryans would have, if I could do it again, D'Amico Ryans wouldn't have been a bad play.
I know that you like him too. I know that
Yeah,
you like him when you
yeah.
watch the Houston games. He seems like a young cat who just could get after it and have a good time. But
yeah.
It is what it is. Bob's going to win another top five.
I don't know if that's so true, Joe. I really don't. I think both you and Mikey have a really
Sirianni,
good list.
It'll be close, I think.
Sirianni is the most well-known last pick.
He's very polarizing.
But I'm saying when you get the most well-known guy with your last pick on the last round.
But I'm going to say this, Joe, and you're not thinking of this angle, is number one, Philadelphia is maybe the most hated sports city outside of the fans that love the Philly sports. People fucking hate Philly fans. They hate Philadelphia sports if you're not in that area. So maybe Bob gets crushed by the anti-Philly people who can't stand the
I don't.
Guy.
I do not think I'm the favorite that you may think that I am. I'll be honest, I don't.
Well, I allowed it. It's over. It's good. I know how much you cannot stand him.
Can't stand
So him. I was shocked.
As soon as Bob opened his mouth and he's like, I'm going to pick a guy and I'm going to tell you, I knew immediately it was going to be Sirianni.
If I'm being honest, if Joe did that and Joe had it out for somebody and picked, I would do the same thing.
We would
thing.
Both crush him.
I would jump on him. So I get it. I took my licking there. You I did. Just, what's another, like, I didn't. That was the end of my list. I didn't have.
I mean, Brian Callahan of the Titans, nobody knows. I mean, Mike McDonald, Seahawks, nobody knows. Aaron Glenn, Jets, seems like a hard ass. Kellen Moore in the Saints. Kevin O'Connell, Vikings.
Ben
Johnson,
one.
I had thought about, but man, I just fuck the Bears
you know
right
what?
Now, bro.
Kevin O'Connell's not bad.
Yeah,
yeah, the yeah. Vikings
Zach Taylor. How about Kevin Stefanski from the Browns?
Yeah, that's not bad either.
Mm. Yeah, nothing.
Bob
nothing
could take
there.
Him or leave. And then Raheem Morse of the Atlanta Falcons did not go drafted.
To be honest, once you get to that last bottom pick.
It's tough. It's tough.
It starts to fall through the cracks.
But
a little bit.
I get it. I do. All right, that'll be interesting. I really don't know who does take that. But that has been another edition of the Brilliant Dumb Show. Love you, boys. Appreciate you, boys. And as always, we will see you next week.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.